Omar Khadr was a member of an al-Qaeda cell in Afghanistan in 2002 when he killed an American soldier. He was 15 years old when he was captured. Khadr became the youngest detainee at the prison at Guantanamo Bay. He's been there ever since, but he won't be there much longer because this past weekend, a military commission sentenced Khadr, and he'll now be able to return to his homeland, Canada, next year. Derek Stoffel covered the sentencing hearing at Guantanamo.
Omar Khadr now admits he threw the grenade that killed Sergeant Christopher Speer. In a military court in Guantanamo Bay on Sunday, Khadr, who's now 24, stood silently with his head bowed as the military jury read out the sentence, 40 years in prison. But under a plea agreement, Khadr received an 8-year sentence. That means he'll spend only one more year in Guantanamo before he's eligible to transfer to Canada. Once there, he could be paroled after serving a year or two. Despite that possibility, Christopher Speer's widow, Tabitha Speer, called the sentence a victory.
This helps to close a huge chapter, and this is going to help my children and I be able to move forward. We have shown that we're not going to stand for terrorism. We're not going to stand for someone like Omar Khadr doing the things that he's done.
But some say the abbreviated sentence sends the wrong message. Lane Morris is a retired Army sergeant who was injured in the 2002 battle in Afghanistan at the center of this case.
We have decided to put Omar Khadr on what, frankly, the fast track to freedom. And I would urge the Canadian government to think carefully about what to do with this young man when the time comes.
During Khadr's years in Guantanamo, the Canadian government refused to become involved in his case. But yesterday, Canada confirmed it would take Khadr back to serve the rest of his sentence. At the trial, the chief U.S. military prosecutor called Khadr a murderer and a radical jihadist. But after the sentencing, Captain John Murphy softened his tone. Murphy said Khadr was misled by his father, a senior al-Qaeda member, into going to Afghanistan to fight.
Omar Khadr was a minor when this offense occurred. These multiple offenses occurred. He had a family background that you know about. My job as a prosecutor is not always to try to get the highest possible sentence, but to get the right sentence.
For Khadr's lawyer, Dennis Edney, it was still the wrong sentence.
We have over 1,200 American soldiers killed in Afghanistan, and we've made a 15-year-old boy pay for that. Why pick on a 15-year-old boy who is entitled to all kinds of international protections as a child soldier? The United States has signed on to the Protocol of Child Soldiers. So what was it about? It's about politics.
Khadr is the second person to plead guilty at a military tribunal. He is the fifth Guantanamo inmate convicted since the U.S. started the military commission's process after the 9/11 attacks. For The World, I'm Derek Stoffel in Guantanamo Bay.